Well, Fonterra has lifted its forecast milk payout for the coming season by 30 cents to between $6.55 and $7.55 a kilo of milk solids. It plans to pay farmers an advance rate at the midpoint of that range, $7.05. Well, that's on the back of strong prices and demand for whole milk powder, which is its staple product, and the prospect that global production will be lower. At that level, the price increase will inject about $450 million into the economy. Fonterra's Director of Cooperative Affairs, Mike Cronin, says there are a range of factors it will be watching through the season, and although higher prices are good for farmers, it will add pressures to the cooperative's consumer products business.
We're looking at a whole lot of things, you know, things like US-China relationships, Brexit, what's going on in the Middle East. They're all important parts, they're important markets for us, so we keep abreast of all of those things. You know, the way the currency moves. But you know, the one that we always get back to is, you know, weather patterns. So not just here in New Zealand, but all around the world, because that's it's very much dependent on how much milk and whole milk powder is being produced around the world.
And in terms of the co-op's bottom line, how are things looking on that front? And you know, what's expected to impact on that?
Yeah, it's always good to get a good milk price out, so it's good news, but we've got to get through the rest of the season. It's still relatively early there. As milk price goes up, that does put pressure on the rest of the business, but the milk price that we've got factored into earnings is within our range, and we'll just continue to push hard to make sure that we deliver on our promises.
That's Mike Cronin, Director of Cooperative Affairs at Fonterra, talking to Maya Burry. And more on the story in the Rural News after the 12:30 headlines.